Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on the mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. Hey, if anybody remembers the 80s, you remember this phrase, reading is fundamental. I'm not exactly sure when it came out, but I know growing up I heard that phrase, reading is fundamental, and it totally is. We're in a social media age where we don't want to read that much. We look at pictures and videos and we type out short tweets and texts, and some of us can't really spell, and some of us just have LOLs and, text speak, and we don't really like write full sentences. So reading is trying to be a lost art, but there's still a lot of great reading to do out there. And we just got to read anyway, just so we can see what's up and what's going on. So we can't be tricked by the man. No, I'm joking. But seriously, so you know what's going on in life and in general. I read some great books. I actually listened to some books, some audiobooks. Go to your local library, free digital borrows. You can borrow audiobooks, you can borrow ebooks, and you don't even have to leave your house. You can just go on your phone and check it out. So I enjoyed myself in that process, trying to pick up reading again, and listening. Yes, audiobooks are a lot easier and it's pretty fun. But I checked out Trevor Noah's book, Born a Crime. Also, Lecrae, who's a gospel rapper, he had a book as well that I took a listen to. Those were both great listens. And I want to share a little bit of my thoughts on Jenifer Lewis's book. But before I do that, shout out to my niece, Little C, and my sis, Sylvia. Love you guys. I had actually got my niece a book. It's like a devotional type book that you can read it daily, and it has like fun things about the Bible. It has actual Bible stories, and then it has fun facts and stuff for young people that young people will enjoy. I got it for like a couple of years ago, and we did our own little Bible study at one day, and we were reading it, and then we went back to this scripture that that text came from. We started to read the story through there, and it wasn't exactly matching up. We saw that the story was a little bit watered down, and I think they did that for the young people. But I really feel like you should not water down the word of God. You should tell kids, even kids, straight up, because some serious things happen in the Bible, some scary things, some crazy things, and it happens in real life as well. So I think you should keep it real with the kids and not water it down. So my point in sharing that is, be careful what you read and go back and reference it with the Bible or reference it with a book that has a good foundation or credible before you just take everything at face value. That's even news stories and things we see online and Facebook, because they have these people post these things with different like headlines, and then sometimes I click on it and it goes to nothing because it's not really a real story. It's just something to get clickbait or whatever. It's crazy today. So reading is fundamental. Be careful what you read. Get it from a credible source. If you're reading something, try to find a foundation or a credible source to back it up and not just take everything for face value. Because you need to know the truth. I don't care what age you are. The Bible is a book for all ages, and a message is in there for everyone. And crazy stuff happens. There's kids going through crazy stuff right now, and they need to know where their foundation is. They need to know that God is there for them. They need to know that they're not alone. So don't water it down for the kids. Don't water it down for different ages. And be careful what you give your kids, and make sure you always look it up, back it up with a credible source, and talk to your kids. Make sure you know what they're reading and what they're looking at as well. All right, we're gonna get into Miss Jenifer Lewis's audiobook. Reading is fundamental, guys. Check it out. Hey, you're still there? Thank you. Thank you for staying here and mixing it up with me. This is The Mix, Irene, CBiz Media. So, hey, I want to talk a little bit about the book, The Mother of Black Hollywood, with Jennifer Lewis. And I don't want to be a spoiler, but I don't know, some spoilers might drop. So I'm sorry if you haven't listened to the book. But, you know, I really liked the audiobook because she did it herself. She voiced the book herself. You get to hear her voice. So that was awesome. And she's just a great storyteller, telling her own life story. It starts off like many of our great talents. She talks about growing up in the church, starting out singing in the church. This is her humble beginnings. Just like many of the, like, again, artists and great talents all started out in the beginning in the church. You know, life just gets kind of struggly. I know that's not a word, is it? But life just kind of gets crazy for her as she progresses. And, you know, it does that with everybody, to be honest with you. You know, we just go through different challenges in life. Some a little crazier than others. But it happens for all of us as we progress and grow as people. And she just talks about everything that she's gone through. She's had a very interesting life, a great life. And that's what stood out to me, you know. We're two different types of ladies, to be honest with you. No, I'm a Christian lady. You know, even though she started out in the church, her faith was a little bit different. She definitely does have a faith in God, because I think she mentioned that, especially in her credits. But she also talked about some other beliefs as well. So I'm not going to get too much into that. She didn't even really get too much into it herself, but she just kind of opened another door talking about as far as faith, you know. But I'm just going to say, yeah, we're two different ladies. We come from similar worlds, but, you know, we went in different directions. Yet I can relate to her story, and I can relate to some of the challenges she's had in life, as well as I can look at her life and I'm like, wow. She led a life, kind of a no holds barred type of, you know, she did it her way. Shout out to Sinatra type of life, like, for real. I admire her greatly. You know, some of the things she did, I probably wouldn't have did, but I can't fault her for living a life and a full life. And I was looking in Ecclesiastes, and you know, that book talks a lot about vanity and times and seasons in our life. And just, you know, everything is vanity. Everything in the end is going to be nothing. Everything goes back to the dust. So while you're here, eat, drink, and be merry. And one of the chapters was talking about that. So I feel like that's kind of the message that I got from her book. It's just live your life and live your life to the full. Don't let anybody stop you or hold you down. She did some of these things that she did. She did a one-woman show. She promoted it herself. You know, some things she did on her own. She might not have had all of the backing or whatever, but she did what her heart's desire was. She followed her dreams. You know, things in life kind of can slow you down. She talks about mental health, which is a very big issue now, but it's always been an issue, but we really just haven't been talking about it. So that's a good point that she brings up about mental health and some of the issues that she has faced in that area. She just had love for everybody in all different walks of life, in the theater community, just anyone. You know, I think that's one cool thing about her, is that she's a really down-to-earth type celebrity, where it doesn't feel like she does have her sense of class and her sense of style, which I think is cool. But I don't feel like she's untouchable. You can't speak to her. She can't connect with you. She's just on such a level that no normal person gets it. You know, I feel like she's like really down to earth and kind of like somebody that you might know. I want to give her a big shout out also for showing me love on my Instagram. I actually posted something of a different vein, but showing her love as well as one of her Blackish co-stars, because she's on Blackish. I love that show. She's great on that show as well. But I posted something up on Instagram and she liked it and she followed my page and the little blue check mark is there. So I know it's really her page, you know, maybe her people set that page up for her or something, but it is her page. I went there and I didn't see any post, but the blue check mark is there. So it looks legit to me. So I'm like, cool, Jennifer Lewis showed me love. And I was listening to her audiobook previously before she showed me that love. So I'm like, yeah, she's my girl anyway. But yeah, I really enjoyed her book. I don't know why I'm into biographies and autobiographies, but when I listen to audiobooks, that's like all I really want to listen to, people's life stories. And you might say, oh, you just listen to somebody's life, but it's a true story. So it is a part of history. You can learn from it. You can connect with it. You can see possibilities of what you can do and have in your life because it really happened to someone else. So, you know, it could happen to you or could have happened to you. You can relate to the story. You can learn lessons. You can maybe follow their lead and do some of the things that they did, and you may be able to get some of the blessings that they got. So I'm like, I don't know why I'm just really feeling those type of books. I'm not like a big fiction fan right now. I just like to follow and listen and read books that are motivating, about people that are real in real life. So that's what I'm into right now. And I feel like you can learn lessons from those types of books as well. You know, not just always the self-help books where they say, find out how you can get $1 million in 10 days. You know, all these type of get-rich-quick schemes. I'm not saying it's not going to work, but I'm just saying, listen to somebody's real life and what they really went through, and you can probably get a more realistic perspective of what you might have to go through, or you could connect with them on a deeper level, on your own level, because, you know, they're real people. But yeah, I love Jennifer Lewis. What I took away from her book is live life to the full. You know, you may not be a Jennifer Lewis person. You may have decided different routes and different things in your life and whatever, but you can still get that from her book. It's like, you can get great stories, for one. You can get reflections on life, learn lessons from the things that she struggled with. And you could just get that whole thing that, like, wow, she really lived, you know, and she still has more life to go. So I'm like, wow, she did her thing and she's still going. So she's got more to do. So it just motivated me. Hey, I got more to do as well. I'm going to live my life, live it to the full, live it with joy. So check out The Mother of Black Hollywood, Jennifer Lewis. You know, her language is not PG. Her language is not for all audiences. But if you want to hear it for the lesson, if you want to hear it for the entertainment value, you could do that. I think it will benefit you, and I think you will enjoy yourself. So check it out, and thank you for joining me here. Hey, have you listened to that audiobook? Have you read that ebook? What do you think about Jennifer Lewis? You can always contact us, mix it up with us, be a guest on the show, let us know. Thanks for listening. All right, guys, did you dig today's topic, what we were talking about, or were you not feeling it? What were you thinking? And did you like our guest today and what they had to say? Well, if you did, if you didn't, just let me know. Email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. Or text me at 313-681-1521. We're always looking for more guests, so just text me again at 313-681-1521.